Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Micah chapter 5, verse 2, the first part of that verse, and then verses 4 through 6 from the message. Let's go. But you, Bethlehem, come on, let's read it out loud. But you, Bethlehem, David's country, the runt of the litter, from you will come the leader who will shepherd rule Israel. He will stand tall in his shepherd rule by God's strength, centered in the majesty of God revealed. And the people will have a good and safe home, for the whole world will hold him in respect. Peacemaker of the world. And if some bullying Assyrian shows up, invades, and violates our land, don't worry. We'll put him in his place, send him packing, and watch his every move. Shepherd rule will extend as far as needed to Assyria and all other Nimrod bullies. Our shepherd ruler will save us from old or new enemies, from anyone who invades or violates our land. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the great shepherd of the flock. Let's celebrate the King. Let's celebrate the Lord. Woo! From Bethlehem will come the great shepherd of our souls. October. Wasn't October an incredible mission month, as we've already celebrated together earlier in this service? What an incredible mission month. We are excited, church. We are so expectant for all that is before us as we believe and partner with God to see our borders extended so our reach is extended. We're so excited and looking forward to all that God has for each of us as we have embarked on this journey of Project Extend, the purpose being to extend our borders so as to extend our reach. And as we are extending our hearts and our hands and our feet, and we're partnering with God, we're also need to understand that God is extending his rule, his authority, his protection over us, our shepherd ruler. The scripture says that God's shepherd rule will extend as far as needed. That's what we just read together. We're not the only ones extending ourselves. As we are partnering with God's dream and God's vision, he has a vested interest to protect us and to care for us. As we partner with his heart, as we set ourselves with before him and partner where his heart is, his dream, his vision, that all men everywhere might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. As we do that, he has a vested interest to protect us and to care for us. The scripture we read together today and from our text in Micah 5, don't worry about bullies. Don't worry about bullies showing up. Somebody needs to hear this today. Don't worry about bullies showing up. Don't worry about old or new enemies. As we are doing our part, God is doing his part. Today I want to minister a message to you entitled, We Extend, He Breaks Through. We extend, he breaks through. We're going to take a few moments and look at this together. As we extend our heart, our hands, our feet, God breaks through for us. I want to show you a couple of examples of this. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3, they said to me, Nehemiah was inquiring about his homeland, about the city of Jerusalem, wanting to know what kind of condition the nation was in, the city was in. And upon his inquiry, he was told things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and I wept. In fact, for days, I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. And then chapter 2, verse 1, early the following spring in the month of Nisan, during the 20th year of King Artaxerxes of his reign, I was serving the king his wine. I had never before appeared sad in his presence. So the king asked me, "Why are you looking so sad? You don't look sick to me. You must be deeply troubled." Then I was terrified, but I replied, "Long live the king. How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire." Then the king asked, look at this. The king asked, "Well, how can I help you? We extend, he breaks through. How can I help you?" Number one, as we extend our hearts, God will extend his favor. As we extend our hearts, it all begins with the heart. Remember last month, it all begins with the heart. And as we extend our hearts, God will extend his favor. Nehemiah's heart was extended to his people. He mourned. He wept. He was so moved for the brokenness and the vulnerability and the great trouble that he heard that the people were in. And he allowed himself to be moved. And he responded. He said, "I sat down. I wept even for days." But he did more than weep. The Bible says that he began to pray and he began to fast. His heart was there. His heart was immediately attached to the struggle and to the suffering and to the brokenness of his people. And though Nehemiah had the heart, he did not have the resources. He did not have the permission. He did not have the open doors. Nor did he have the ability to do anything about it. Even though he was broken in heart about the situation, he was not positioned resource-wise. He did not have the permission from the king as his cupbearer. He didn't have the king's permission. He didn't have open doors nor the ability to do anything about where his heart was. When we open our hearts, church, we need to learn this. When we open our hearts, God will open the way. Oh, come on. When we open our hearts, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. When the king saw Nehemiah's sad face, and by the way, the reason that Nehemiah said, "I was terrified when the king asked me, why are you sad? I was terrified." It was a death sentence to be sad in the presence of the king. And this is why Nehemiah was terrified, because the king asked him, "Why are you sad?" And he was terrified, but he wasn't so scared that he couldn't speak. He said, "Long live the king. Long live the king. I'm for you, king. Long live the king. How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire." When the king saw Nehemiah's sad face, the king actually saw Nehemiah's heart. And when he heard Nehemiah's heart,
He saw it and then he heard it. When he heard the heart of Nehemiah for the people's need, the king responded by asking, "How can I help you? How can I help you?" That's favor. You ever had a king ask you? Have you ever had a president ask you, "How can I help you? How can I help your family? What can I do for you?" Church, I believe many of us in the coming weeks, I believe many of us are going to hear these words, "How can I help you?" I believe in the coming days, as we have set our hearts, come on, together, as we've opened our hearts, I believe we're going to hear these words, "How can I help you? What can I do for you?" Come on, everybody, as we respond in obedience, God will work on our behalf. As we respond from the heart, it's not a mental assent, it's from the heart. And as we respond from the heart, God will work on our behalf. Divine favor, divine connections. One man's heart opened the door for an entire nation to be rebuilt. One man's heart opened the entire nation for the nation to rebuild. Trust that God, I want you to trust that God is taking care of things that you cannot control. I want you to trust. Come on, favor comes to you in Jesus' name. I believe with all of my heart, favor is coming to you. Favor with contracts. Favor with business. And business says more than one. Employers, favor is coming to you. Through your employers, through your parents. Parents, favor is coming. Allowances are increasing. Come on, somebody needs to hear this. Allowances. Listen to me, parents. Listen to me, parents. When your kid comes to you and says, "You know, I believe I heard from the Holy Spirit that you are to increase my allowance." Say, "Oh, praise God. The Holy Spirit's talking to you." Somehow I felt a real disconnect right here. You guys have been with me up to this point, but I feel dropped. So let me repeat it. Parents, when your kid comes and says, "Last night I was praying." "Oh yeah, what were you praying about?" "My allowance. And you know, I heard the Holy Spirit say." Are we having fun or what? God's favor can bring unexpected opportunities. God's favor can bring unexpected resources. Don't close up your heart because you cannot see how the need will be met. Don't close your heart simply because you cannot see how the need will be met. Extend your heart and God will extend his favor. That's what we learned from Nehemiah. When we extend, he breaks through. So Nehemiah extended his heart. John chapter 6, verse 8, Simon Peter's brother spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Remember the story? Jesus turned to his disciples and says, I'm moved with compassion. This crowd has been with me for so long and they have nothing to eat. Feed them. Feed them. And they begin to say, "Oh, it'd take a year's wages to feed this crowd. It would take a lot." And then Simon came and said, "There's a young boy here with 5 small barley loaves, 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Number two, as we extend our hands, God will extend his miracles. First, as we extend our heart, God will extend to us divine favor. Now, as we extend our hands, God will extend to us miracles. Imagine if that little boy said what the disciples said. Imagine if that little boy said what those disciples said. What I have is not enough. I can't offer something so small. What if that boy had listened to the disciples and made that statement? Many times we don't extend our hands because what our hands are holding seems so insufficient. Many times we just hold on to, and because it seems so small, we seem it like it's not going to be enough. But this little fella among 5,000, he just gave his loaves and his fish. He gave what he had. Church, do not despise or belittle what you have in your hands. God can multiply what we think is small, but only when we give it to him. Only when we present it to him. He can multiply what we think is small, but it's only when we give it to him. Jesus did not multiply what was held on to. He multiplied what was given. Let me repeat that. That's so good. Jesus did not multiply what was held on to. He multiplied what was given. He multiplied what was presented. Our insufficiency, when surrounded or surrendered to him, miraculously becomes more than enough. Get ready. Let faith arise. The miracle comes. Come on, as we extend our hands, as we extend our hands to the hurting, as we extend our hands with Project Extend, come on, as we take what resource we have, and I want to just take a moment and say thank you to every one of you who have extended, who have written, who have stood, who have presented a card for Project Extend. We are well on our way, church. We are so well on our way. And I know even today, there are those who missed the service before and are bringing their Project Extend cards even in our services today. And it's exciting. Now let's look at our final example, 2 Kings chapter 6. Verses 24 and 25. We'll go into 2 Kings chapter 7, but I want to start giving you a little background in 2 Kings chapter 6. Ben-Hadad, that name sounds bad. Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, took his entire army and besieged Samaria. This is during the time of Elisha, the prophet, and things were not good in the land. And to make matters worse, this king of Syria took his entire army and besieged Samaria. A great famine came to Samaria, and as a result of the siege, it got so bad that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver. But the word of the Lord came to Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1, who said, "Tomorrow, about this time, a measure of fine flour will sell for a shekel. Two measures of barley will also sell for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." In the gate of Samaria. Now, the nation is under siege. A donkey's head is selling for 80 shekels. I'm not sure what that's all about, but a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels. And then everything was just crazy. But the word of the Lord. Come on, in crazy times, we just need the word of the Lord. When donkey's heads are selling for 80 shekels, we need the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to Elisha. And he said, "Tomorrow, about this time, a whole kilo or a measure of fine flour will sell for a shekel. And measures of barley will also sell for a shekel. Not somewhere out there, right here at the gate of Samaria. And there was a captain. The Bible says this captain, the king would lean on the captain's hand. And this captain who had the king leaning on his hand said to Elisha, that couldn't happen. Even if God opened the windows of heaven, that would never happen. And Elisha said, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. You will not eat of it. So here, let's pick it up from 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. Now there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. This is Samaria. This is where all of this is happening. And here they ask one another, why should we sit here waiting to die? We will starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, we will starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. And when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and the Egyptians to attack us, they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. When the men with leprosy arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent after another, eating and drinking wine. And they carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. Finally, they said to each other, this is not right. This is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until morning, some calamity will certainly fall upon us. Come on, let's go back and extend our hands. Let's go back. Come on, let's extend our feet. Let's run with this message. Come on, let's go back and tell the people at the palace. Then the people of Samaria rushed out and plundered the Aramean camp. So it was true that 6 quarts of choice flour were sold that day for 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain were sold for 1 piece of silver, just as the Lord had promised. Number 3, as we extend our feet, God will extend his victory. As we extend our feet, as we run to take this good news, what we are doing is not right. Let us arise. Come on, we've been blessed and God has poured into us abundantly. Let us arise and take to our brothers. Let us arise and take this wonderful news and provision. And as we extend our feet, God will extend his victory. Don't you love that? As we extend our hearts, God will extend his favor. As we extend our hands, God will extend to us his miracles. As we extend our feet, God will extend his victory. These lepers decided to extend their feet to walk into the enemy's camp. And as they did, the Lord amplified the noise of 4 lepers to sound like a large army. And when they got to the camp, there was nothing but victory. When they got to the camp, there was nothing but breakthrough waiting for them. And it wasn't just for them. It was a big picture victory. Not just for a few, but for the whole city. I want to tell you the victory that God is bringing for you. It is not just for you. It's also for your family. The victory that's coming to you, it isn't just for you. It's for your entire family. And then even extending beyond. Listen, your winning victory starts with your family and extends beyond. So many here, you could be in a place this morning where situations might feel so locked up. Situations might seem to be under siege. Things are under siege. Things are being held back. Your breakthrough seems under the control of an enemy army. But church, there is a sound of victory in the camp. Come on, I hear the sound of victory in the camp. Woo! God's going to deal with the bullies. God's going to get rid of the enemies. Get ready for favor. Get ready for miracles. Get ready for victory. Breakthrough is not ending because the year is ending. Come on, testimonies are about to be written. Breakthroughs extended. As we extend, God extends to us breakthroughs. So extend your heart, and God will extend what? His favor. Extend your hand, God will extend His miracles. Extend your feet, and God will extend His victory. You know what I loved as I was reading this scripture, and it talked about Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. I reflected back onto our text, and it says, if some bullying Assyrian shows up, invades, and violates our land, don't worry. That violation, that took place under Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, leading an Assyrian army. He led the entire Assyrian army and kept Samaria under siege until there was a famine in Samaria. But the word of God through Micah the prophet said, if there is any bullying Assyrian that shows up, invades and violates our land, don't worry. We'll put him in his place, send him packing, and watch his every move. Come on. Shepherd rule will extend as far as needed to Assyria and all other Nimrod bullies. Come on, God's taking care of your bullies. If there are any bullies around, if you've been bullied this week, come on, God is dealing. God is ready. Come on, He's going to extend His victory. You're going to rise above in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 24. Listen to this. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely just as I have intended, so it has happened. And just as I have planned, so it will stand. To break Assyria in my land, and I will trample him on my mountains. Then his yoke will be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulder. This is the plan devised against the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out against all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has planned, and who can frustrate it? And as for his stretched out hand, who can turn it back? Come on, our God is an awesome God. He has extended, He has stretched out His hand over His people. Who can turn it back? God is removing the yoke. God is removing the burden of the enemy off of us. No one can frustrate God's plan. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Acts chapter 4, listen to the cry of the early church. And now, Lord, take note of their threats. And grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Come on. I receive that today. I receive that from Miss Amy. God is extending His hand to heal. God is extending His hand to heal, and I receive it for each of you who are standing in faith for healing. Everyone, come on, get ready for miracles. Come on, as we extend our hearts, favor. As we extend our hands, miracles. As we extend our feet, victory. In Jesus' name. Get ready, church. We are positioned to see the greatness of God. We are positioning ourselves to see God go before us. God to deal with our enemies. God to sort things out for us. That we walk in divine favor. We walk in divine provision. We walk in supernatural healing and health for our bodies in Jesus' name. Come on, you need that miracle today. You need that miracle today. You need that victory today. Come on, church, you are doing your part. You are extending your hands. You're extending your heart. You're extending your feet. Did you see our Serve Day video? We're extending our feet. We're extending our hands. We're extending our hearts. And get ready for God to do something. Come on, hands up. Pastor, I need that breakthrough right now. I need that miracle. I need that healing. My family needs this. My family needs it. Father, in the name of Jesus, do something supernatural in this house today. Do something amazing in this house today. God, come by your presence. Come by your power. Look at every hand extended, oh God. Lord, as we continue to seek to reach out to the nations, as we seek even this week, as our pastors are in South Africa and Allen, Lord, we pray. We thank you that as we're extending out, God, you are doing supernatural things in powerful and mighty ways. God, thank you for opening the doors that cannot be opened. Contracts, businesses, my Father. Thank you, Father, for employers. Thank you for everyone, Lord, receiving the fullness of your goodness and of your mercies and of your kindness and divine provision. Thank you. The testimony is about to be written. The miracle is about to be recorded. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Give him praise. Give him honor. Come on. We extend. He breaks through. God bless you. Everybody have an amazing breakthrough week. Come on, let's keep extending our hearts, our hands, and our feet.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.